Hi, my name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Vinnie DeMarco, who is president of the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition. And Vinnie's here today to update us about health insurance and healthcare in Maryland. Very important for all of us to remember and pay attention. I'm going to learn some things. Anyway, Vinnie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's always great to be here and to talk with the people of Baltimore about healthcare issues.
Yeah, well, you're one of the people that certainly knows the most about it, and you've been working on this for years. So I appreciate you coming. First of all, could you tell us a little bit about the coalition?
Yes, we've been around since 1999. We've got hundreds and hundreds of faith, community, labor, business, and healthcare groups that are part of this coalition. And we have, with your help, made a lot of progress. With the help of the faith community of Maryland, made a lot of progress in expanding healthcare to hundreds of thousands of people, building on the wonderful Affordable Care Act that President Obama helped enact. And now we're defending that law and building on it some more. So we've made a lot of progress, and we plan to make more.
Great. How can someone get in touch with the coalition?
Well, the best thing is through our website, healthcareforall.com, healthcareforall.com. And a couple of things I want to make sure people know about. First is, you might have read in the paper that health insurance rates for people on Affordable Care Act private insurance plans went down dramatically. And that happened because of legislation which we got enacted a couple of years ago, working with legislature to build a reinsurance program to make healthcare more affordable for Marylanders, and that's working. In addition, Maryland has the first in the country prescription drug affordability board to try to make prescription drugs more affordable for people, and we and the first in the nation law that allows people to file for their health insurance at tax time, the easy enrollment program, which other states are trying to replicate, like they're trying to replicate our prescription drug law. But one thing that the Hogan administration has done really well in this pandemic time is to have a special enrollment period for people to sign up for health care. So if you're uninsured now, go to MarylandHealthConnection.gov. MarylandHealthConnection.gov.
Spelled out, right?
You can find out if you're eligible and get enrolled. That's very, very important. And we really want to make more progress in Maryland. And one of the things we're doing is figuring out how to make prescription drugs more affordable. And the legislature, led by Delegate Jocelyn Peña Melnick and Senator Brian Feldman, passed a great law to provide money for our new board. But unfortunately, Governor Hogan vetoed that. And I think we need to override that veto in January. But one of the things I want to especially talk with everybody about is a new initiative we announced this Wednesday called the Health Equity Resource Community. Health Equity Resource Community. We're working with Senator Antonio Hayes of Baltimore City in the Senate, who will be the lead sponsor, and Delegates Eric Barron and Jared Lewis from Prince George's County will be the leads in the House. And, Bill, what this does is it builds on a successful program from the 2012 that created something called Health Enterprise Zones. And there was one in West Baltimore based upon Secor, and there were five of these zones around the state that were really helping to improve healthcare in disadvantaged communities. But they were not renewed by Governor Hogan. They were instituted by Governor O'Malley and Senate Governor Anthony Brown, but Governor Hogan decided not to reinstitute them. And that was really sad because that left a lot of people in the lurch.
Yeah,
and one
yeah.
of the things that we see in this pandemic and the coronavirus is just how horrible health disparities are.
Yeah,
it's
that's
really
for certain.
A serious problem.
Yep, that's for certain. That's for certain. And that enrollment period goes till when?
It goes through December 15th.
So through December 15th, anybody who is uninsured can sign up on Maryland Health Connection MarylandConnection.org. Is that
.gov?
Is that Maryland spelled out, or is that MD?
Yes, spell out Maryland.
Spelled out Maryland.
MarylandConnection.gov. Yes.
Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you about Vinny for a second. How long have you been doing this, Vinny?
Oh, well, since the 1980s.
Wow.
Working on first gun violence prevention, and then preventing teen smoking, and expanding health care, preventing underage drinking, and also worked on a great project with my son Jamie, whom you know, who on the Clean Energy Jobs Initiative.
Now, yeah,
he's now one of the best in the country in renewable energy.
Yep, he's been on this show too.
Yeah, he got a great new job as head of federal and state lobbying for Chesapeake Climate Action Network. So you should have him back on to talk about what they're doing.
That sounds great. How has the coalition adjusted to the COVID thing? I mean, it's been disorienting and made us all play by different rules.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, our office is pretty much closed.
Right.
And I'm working out of my house right now, as most people are, and all of our staff at the initiative are. But we're still getting a lot done. And we're building coalitions even stronger. And we had this great press conference about our new project called Health Equity Resource Community, to use a 1 cent increase in the state alcohol tax, which will reduce underage drinking and drunk driving, and use that money to fund health equity resource communities around the state. And everyone who's interested in that should go to our special web link, healthcareforall.com/equity resolution. Healthcareforall.com/equity resolution.
What will this do? Will this subsidize health insurance in these areas?
Well, not really. What it will do is provide resources to communities to figure out how they can improve healthcare. As I was saying, in 2012, the state created 5 of these, one in West Baltimore, one in Annapolis, one in St. Mary's County, one in Prince George's County, and one in Eastern Shore. And each of them had a different, unique way of addressing health disparities. For example, in Southern Maryland, they saw that one of the biggest problems was transportation, lower-income people not being able to get to the doctor. So they put together a mobile clinic that did
really well.
In Annapolis, they put a health center in a public housing complex, and that worked really, really well. So basically, what we're doing is creating a system where we would allow communities to figure out the best way to address health disparities and fund them to do it. And we know it works.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, as the history has shown, because each area is different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And different challenges. Let's talk about the upcoming Annapolis session. I know you're working on a number of things, such as the Health Equity Resource Committee. And what else are you advocating, and how can our listeners help?
Well, you can all help by going to healthcareforall.com, and it'll show you how to sign up. The first goal for us next session is to override the Governor Hogan's veto of a funding mechanism for the Prescription Drug Affordability Board. It just made no sense at all. But we're pretty confident the Maryland General Assembly will override that veto. And according to the Constitution, it's the first thing they have to do is address veto overrides when they get back in January. So make sure your legislators know you want the legislature to override the governor's veto on the Prescription Drug Affordability Board funding.
So folks got to do that by the end of the year to make sure that their legislators hear it.
Exactly, because they go into session early January.
Right.
And then, of course, the Health Equity Resource Community. You can help by going onto our website, healthcareforall.com/equity resolution, and whatever local organization you belong to, your congregation, your community group, have them endorse. We have over 140 faith, community, labor, business, and healthcare groups that have endorsed it. We'd love yours, and that would be great. And then when the legislative session starts, we're going to be asking people to contact their legislators to urge them to support the Health Equity Resource Communities legislation introduced by Senator Hayes and delegates Farron and Lewis, and Jez Lewis. So that's going to be very, very important. In addition, we're going to be working on legislation to give additional subsidies to people who still can't afford health insurance, even with the Affordable Care Act subsidies. So we want to give additional subsidies. To give you an overview of it, under the Affordable Care Act, we've reduced reduced our uninsured rate in half. It used to be like 12 or 13%, now it's 6%. That's a 400,000 people. But we can do even better. Massachusetts, which uses the kind of subsidies I'm talking about, has an uninsured rate around 3%. So we want to be able to do that. So those are our main objectives for 2021. Override the veto the governor had on prescription drug board funding, pass health equity resource communities legislation, and establish some subsidies for people to get more people insured. And that would, those three together would take Maryland a long way forward.
Yeah, they certainly would. They certainly would. Folks can help. How can folks help during COVID?
Well, during COVID, you're at home. And,
yeah.
You can text and phone your legislators, and you can go on our website to find out how to best do that. So you can text and phone them right now that you want them to support the things we're talking about. Let me just say this. Legislators are used to hearing from people during a session, but when they hear from you outside the session, it has a big impact. So let them know how important this is to you. In addition, we just urge everybody to be safe. Use masks, keep the social distancing, and get tested if you put yourself at risk somehow. But we want to make sure that Marylanders get through this hard time as best we can.
Absolutely. And that means we all have to have more patience too.
Yes, we all have to have more patience with each other and with with our society.
And with the restrictions, and with the restrictions.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. They are. And, a vaccine is coming and, we know what works in terms of cutting down the spread of this thing. So now's the time for everybody to pitch in.
Yeah, and everything I've read indicates that one of the best things you could do is wear a mask.
Yep.
If you're not at home with your family and you're outside or inside of any kind of place, wear a mask. You and everybody around you is much better off.
For those who are having trouble, who don't have a mask, what would you advise them? Where can they get one?
It's a good question. I think you can go online and there are people who are making masks for others, and I think you can find that online. I would encourage you to do that. There are places making masks that are making them readily accessible.
I know online also there are various sites that will show you for free, will give you instructions on how to make your own mask.
Yeah, that's online too. That's a good point.
All you got to do is search for make my own mask, and that would pop it up.
Yep, that would pop it up, and that would be helpful. The more we all take care of ourselves, the better off we're all going to be. We're all going to be in the future. And
amen.
One thing I really urge everybody: make sure you vote. Let your voice be heard in this election, and think about people. Think about candidates' stands on healthcare. Now, we don't endorse candidates, but think about what candidates for every office have said about healthcare and what they've done about healthcare, and vote for people who support healthcare.
Amen. That's extremely important. Unfortunately, we're getting towards the end of the time here, Vinny. What would you add?
Just most important thing, go to healthcareforall.com/equity-resolution. healthcareforall.com/equity-resolution and find out who can help us. And if you need insurance, go to marylandhealthconnection.gov. And Bill,
amen.
You run a great show. Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Unfortunately for Living in Baltimore, though, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Vinny DeMarco, who is president of the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition, for being our guest today. Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you.
You keep up your work for all of us.
And all right. You have a good weekend.
Thank you, and you too. And I hope that our legislators remember those 400,000 Marylanders that do not have insurance. So for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.